helping you plan for a successful retirement and what's right for you and your family. This is the Aging Hour with Bill Davis and elder law attorney Phil George of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
We are here and ready for another weekend.
Absolutely.
On the Aging Hour.
Ready to serve.
Safe Harbor. What are you saying?
Ready to serve the people.
Oh, Bill, radio serving the people.
Yes.
That's Phil George, elder law attorney and counselor at law with Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. The Aging Hour, we talk about, well, aging.
Right.
Stuff like
sure.
that. We're all getting older.
Absolutely.
I'm getting a little older than most. You know. And by the way, my apologies. I have to tell everybody, I got a little bit of a head cold. And so, what did you say? I got some bass.
You got some bass.
In the voice.
That's
today.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually fighting laryngitis,
right.
So you may be carrying the load on this one.
I don't know if that's even, I don't know if the people want that, though.
Oh, sure they do. If you want to send Phil an email and not listen to me, it's easy to do. Here's his email address, radio@safeharborlegal.com, radio@safeharborlegal.com. You can also call Phil. Leave a message, 360-746-7169, and we will be sure to address your topic on an upcoming show. And
absolutely.
You have multiple emails today?
We do. So the first one was more of an email statement. It was, my husband doesn't think we need a trust.
Oh.
The second one is actually back to questions now. Can my husband and I put our home in a trust to protect us from Medicaid?
Mm-hmm.
Third was, I'm my mom's executor. Can I remove a beneficiary? And then finally, we get to my favorite build, the wrap-up, where we talk about everything we've already talked about.
Yeah, no, we just do the Cliff Notes version of what we've already done for the previous 45 minutes.
Plan our escape route before the horde gets to us.
Let's jump into our first email question. I've been listening to your show for the past couple of months.
Woo-hoo.
Hold on, Mr. Producer Man. Thank you. Shiny new nickel for every listener.
Oh boy.
Each of us get one.
Man.
So thank you so much for doing that. I tried to talk to my husband about the idea of a revocable living trust. And I know, Phil, you like that idea.
I do. I think it's a great
but
idea.
He's absolutely positive we don't need one. I'll tell you a little bit about us. My husband and I are in our late 60s. We have three kids. My husband was an engineer at Boeing for several years, as you were.
As I were, sir.
Yeah. And retired right before COVID hit.
Yep.
Smart plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now we own our own home and a duplex. We rent out. We've also got about $600,000 in my husband's IRA. My husband is positive that he's got it all figured out. He says, I don't want to pay an attorney a bunch of money. You kids keep that ball out of my yard. He doesn't want to pay an attorney for a trust when he can avoid probate himself, he says. We have a community property agreement, and then we have a transfer on death deeds to move our real estate to our kids when we pass.
Man.
Now, my husband's plan sounds incredibly complicated. Will this help us bypass probate? First of all, before I cast aspersions on the husband, it sounds like he's got a few things under control.
It sounds like he has a plan.
He's got a plan. Now, is that the correct plan?
That's the deal right there, right?
How do you want to start with this one?
I get this probably more often than you would think, where people come in. They think that they've got this whole thing figured out. They think that they've cracked a code of some kind, and they're going to DIY it themselves.
Yeah.
They're just going to slap some duct tape on this thing, maybe some baling wire, maybe a little bit of chewing gum to hold it together, and let's take this thing on the freeway. Mm. And you know what? That's fine. I get a little feisty in the morning when I hear people doing this kind of stuff because it just doesn't make any sense to me, Bill.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to me at all.
You sound like you're getting feisty.
You know what? This is, it's choosing violence this morning, Bill.
All right, listen. Take this little THC marijuana pill and chill out. Because it's legal.
That's right.
Although I don't think we can operate. I think the FCC says we cannot operate equipment under those circumstances.
Any equipment or just radio equipment?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. They're thinking they're going to avoid probate. Tell everybody what probate is first.
So reminder, what are we trying to avoid here? So probate costs about $6,500, takes about a year and a half to go through. It's not private, obviously. As soon as you file with the courts what you have, then everybody will know.
It's totally public.
It leads to fighting. Yep. And it's basically the state's way of making sure that you're paying your final tab. So if somebody passes away, if I pass away and my name is on the home, my wife has to take my estate through probate. And so if you, the rule in Washington is that you, if you own real estate or more than $100,000 in other assets, you have to go through probate.
And that's probably most of us.
Right.
You know, I mean, $100,000 sounds like a lot, but right. really, you know, it's not.
It's nothing.
If you own your own home.
Nothing.
Okay, so yeah. I think you've told us before yep. that if you got a will,
yes.
you're still going to have to go through probate.
Exactly right. So yeah. a will is a vehicle that drives your estate through probate. So anybody out there thinking, I'm just fine. I don't know what these jokers are talking about. I got yeah. me a road will, and I'm just going to be A-okay. No. If you've got a will, that probably means that you're going to end up going through probate.
You've said before yep. that a trust can bypass probate.
Yes.
How does that happen?
So with the trust, if the rule is that you have to go through probate if you own either real estate or $100,000, then what you do is you build a trust. It's like creating a legal bucket. You put all your assets in the bucket. You put your home in the bucket. You put your duplex in the bucket. You put your $600,000 IRA in the bucket. Everything goes in the bucket. That way, when you pass away, in the eyes of the government, you passed away a pauper, and you don't have to go through. You don't have to go through probate. Hmm. Your wife takes over, and just she can do whatever she wants with the real estate, and she never has to step foot in court. Hmm. Doesn't have to do anything. Easy, 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 easy.
Okay, they did ask a question.
Yeah.
They were talking about having a community property agreement,
yeah.
and they want to use that transfer on
yes.
death deeds
yeah.
to bypass probate. Is
right.
that is that going to be okay?
If yes,
okay,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything,
so that'll work.
If everything goes to plan, that'll work. But what gets me all riled up here is that people think that they've cracked some kind of code, right?
Mm.
They think they're saving money. They think that it's that you know they get some kind of badge for just making sure that they don't have to sit down and talk with an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, usually it's the DIY crowd. It is the engineers that think that they want to just kind of build their own car and go out on the freeway.
Yeah.
And they do. They just want to put this plan together with duct tape, with baling wire, and just go to town. So,
well,
yeah.
you've been feisty
sure.
through most of this question.
Yeah.
So he will ask you
yes.
this question.
Sure.
What's wrong with this plan?
Well, you see, you're not really saving any money, right? And all you're really doing is not at all. And all you're really doing is making things more difficult for your family.
Would you care to expand upon that?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, sir. Fellow Boeing engineer, follow me here. So you've said, your wife said that you have a home, you have a duplex, and you have about $600,000. So you've got a community property agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That means that when the first spouse passes, everything will go to the surviving spouse. Now, that's not automatic, Bill.
Mm.
It doesn't just happen that one spouse passes and now everything is in the surviving spouse's name.
I'm assuming paperwork's
absolutely.
Involved. Yeah.
You have to file affidavits mm-hmm. with the clerk and all that kind of stuff. And I usually charge about $1,500 for somebody to come in and file a community property affidavit to go
okay.
in.
Right.
So there's just kind of $1,500 just off the top. That's what you're going to do. So now you have to, they said that they're going to set up what are called transfer on death deeds. So when the first spouse passes, now the surviving spouse has to scurry to an attorney. They have to set up transfer on death deeds for their home and then again for their duplex so that when the surviving spouse passes, those pieces of real estate go directly to their kids.
Okay.
Now, the problem with that is that those aren't free, right? A transfer on death deed, I usually charge people, let's just say conservatively $750 each for those. And that doesn't include filing fees, but $750 each. So another $1,500.
We're up to about $3,000.
Up to about $3,000,
okay.
right?
All right.
So you've got that done now. Hopefully the wife remembers to do that when she goes in there. Now you pass away. The second spouse passes away. Again, that property doesn't pass automatically to the kids. They have to then go and file with the court affidavits for the transfer on death. And that's usually another $750 per.
Mm-hmm.
That brings the total up to about $4,500.
All right.
Right? And it's a huge pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of thing, one, the surviving spouse has to take all that stuff to the attorney, the community property agreement to the attorney. They have to file it before the home's actually in their name. Then they have to go back to the attorney, and they have to do two transfer on death deeds to the kids. They have to remember to do that. And then when they pass away, the kids have to take those transfer on death deeds. They have to go to an attorney again to get another affidavit to then transfer all that property to them. And it's still $4,500. And you don't want to know how much I charge people for a revocable living trust?
Uh-huh. What?
About $4,500.
Well.
Right.
That works out. It's kind of putting one pocket into the other.
Exactly. And you know what? You know what the spouse doesn't have to do if they have a revocable living trust?
What's that?
Anything. Right?
Makes sense.
Do you know what the kids have to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. And so what you're doing here is you, congratulations, you've created Frankenstein's monster of a legal plan where, with the bailing wire and the duct tape, you can get to where you want to go as long as everybody does exactly what they're supposed to do, or you can go and your family can spend the exact same amount of money, and when you pass away, they don't have to do jack poop.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It does to me.
If you would like to call Phil at 360-746-7169 and have him explain again that it costs the same, except he does all the work,
right?
You can also email him, radio at safeharborlegal.com. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
Yeah.
Make a good choice. Your friends will be proud
of you.
What's
up next?
Next, we've got a question. Can my husband and I put our home in a trust to protect us from Medicaid?
It's all about the trust.
Whew.
You trust Phil, you trust the show,
That's right.
You get a revocable living trust as well.
That's right.
We'll delve into that next on The Aging Hour, brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions, next on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Hello, folks. This is Elder Law Attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
How confident are you in your estate plan? Confident enough to know you won't run out of money from uncovered long-term care costs? Confident enough to know you won't be forced out of your home against your wishes? Confident enough to know you'll never become a burden on your loved ones? If you aren't 100% confident in your estate plan, it's not the plan for you. Don't risk it, and don't wait until it's too late. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will make sure you can lead a dignified retirement and offer your family peace of mind, so you'll never have to worry about exorbitant expenses, being forced from your home, or becoming a burden. And if you don't have an estate plan yet, the attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions are there to guide you. Put your plan in place today so you can prepare yourself and your family for the future, no matter what it holds. Safe Harbor Legal will show you exactly how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Hello, folks. This is Elder Law Attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
And we always want to say thank you for joining us here on the weekend. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions bring you the Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
He's agreeing with me.
Yes.
Phil George, elder law attorney and counselor at law. We do it every Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock.
In spite of the locks. Right? In spite of the barred doors.
If you would like Phil to address a subject on an upcoming show, you can send him an email. The email address is radio@safeharborlegal.com, radio@safeharborlegal.com. You ready to jump into our next email question? I am really worried about losing our home and trying to pay for long-term care. Now, my husband is in his early 70s, and I'm in my 60s.
Okay.
Did Lisa write this?
I can't tell, Bill. You know, attorney-client privilege. So,
my cousin's husband's parents. Okay, I don't think she's got any cousins. All right. Recently lost their home trying to pay for long-term care, and I lose sleep at night worrying about the same thing. Now, I talked to someone at work, and they said their grandparents set up a trust to protect their home from Medicaid. Can you set up a trust to protect your home, and how do you protect your family from the cost of long-term care? All right.
Cousins, husbands, parents.
Man, that's six that's six steps away from Kevin Bacon right there, isn't it?
That really is.
Okay.
So someone somewhere
said
may
this.
Or may not have said something about a home. I get it, but people are worried, right?
Yeah.
People are worried about this kind of stuff. And so obviously she's losing sleep about it. She heard something from somebody. She talked to somebody at work. Again, you know, that's not my favorite way for people to get information. But I think that the smart thing that they did was just reach out to the radio show, and we will be happy to talk to you about
this. Is a trust a good way to protect the home?
It's a way.
Oh, okay.
It's a way, but there are far better ways.
I kind of had a feeling that you would say that. So what are they actually trying to protect? They don't want to lose their home.
Right.
So what are they actually trying to protect it from?
So for most of our listeners out there, you've heard us talk about this before, but it's really long-term care costs. You know, the average cost for long-term care in Whatcom County is about $10,000 a month. And when you think about long-term care isn't if you have cancer and you're going in for chemo or anything like that. Long-term care is when you need help taking a bath, getting dressed, using the bathroom, that kind of thing, you know, eating, that kind of stuff. That's what long-term care is. And studies show that more than 66% of people over the age of 65 are going to need some. So it's really, really smart to think about how you're going to possibly afford long-term care. You just have to do it correctly.
Well, I know in our household, we pay a pretty heavy premium. We have long-term care insurance.
Yes.
Because we don't have any kids.
Right.
We thought, well, this is probably, it's one of the ways to do it.
Absolutely.
And that's you know, one of the ways, if you can afford it.
Yeah.
To go.
And I think if you can approach it intelligently, right? There are plans, there are long-term care insurance plans, and then there are long-term care insurance plans.
Yeah.
You are very fortunate in that you have a guru in long-term care insurance as a spouse.
Right.
And so, you know, at that point, then it's not so much trying to, you know, work your way through a minefield. It's, you know, you just have a good long-term care insurance policy.
Medicaid?
That's exactly
another
right.
possibility.
And so if you can't cover, if you don't have long-term care insurance, and most of us don't, And you can't pay privately because it's $10,600 a month or so. What's left to most people is Medicaid. Yeah.
We've talked about that before. Yep. Somehow I got this $2,000 thing in my head. Haven't we talked about that? You almost have to be like a pauper.
Exactly right. Okay. Exactly right. So with Medicaid, if I've got a married couple, the sick spouse can only have $2,000 to their name. The healthy spouse can have a home of any value, a car of any value, between about $60,000 and $130,000 roughly in other assets. All the personal property in the world and an unlimited amount of income. And so by using those rules, you can actually set things up so that with a married couple, you can save a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're afraid about losing their home.
Right.
Why don't we, let's go the glass half empty. Yeah. How could somebody actually lose their home?
And so usually this happens when people just get very bad information, right? They tell people, oh, you know, go ahead and jump on to Medicaid now and don't worry about doing any planning. Everything's going to be just fine. If you don't do any planning and one spouse gets sick and you jump onto Medicaid without moving any assets or anything like that, then when the time comes for you to actually sell that home or when the second spouse passes, Medicaid puts a lien on that building, right? Mm-hmm. So if you had high hopes of having that go to your kids or something along those lines, if you don't have things set up correctly, again, Medicaid can put a lien on the home. Mm. The other way this works is if somebody's having to pay privately for long-term care, and they run out of other assets, well, sometimes people have to sell their home, mm-hmm. right? And both of those eventualities are entirely avoidable, but you have to do some planning for it.
Well, I'm assuming that if they need to do some planning, you might be able to help.
Exactly. Right? I just happen to know somebody. I just happen to know somebody.
Yep.
And so like I was saying, if I've got a married couple and one of them gets sick, I can save virtually 100% of the estate. As long as I've got your documents set up correctly, I can save virtually 100% of your estate.
What about if you're not married?
Single people? Single people, I can save at least usually 50% of the estate and get somebody onto Medicaid. Now, with a single person, it's harder because I don't have a married person that I can just gift assets to. And for those people in the peanut gallery yelling, Phil, what about the five-year look-back period?
I hear them now.
What are the peanuts?
Give him some peanuts and tell him to shut up.
There is no five-year look-back for gifts between spouses, so you don't have to worry about that.
Trust?
Yes.
Trust comes into this
and
somewhere?
So what she was talking about, she said that she had a friend who had whose parents put their property into a trust. So the idea is, and this is something that it's an archaic thing that some people have done in the past, but what happens is they build this irrevocable trust. So they build this trust that you don't have total control over.
Yeah.
They gift their home to the trust. They set up their kids as the ones who run the trust and the ones who can benefit from the trust. They have to sign up a lease. They have to sign a lease now so that, you know, because even though your home's in the trust, somebody still has to pay property taxes and insurance and all that, maintenance and all of that. So you have to figure out roughly what the annual cost of that would be and turn that into a lease payment from mom and dad to the trust. Then if you wait 5 years... because again, the transfer of your home from you to this irrevocable trust is a gift that does have the 5-year look back period.
Okay.
If you do all that, then at that point your house no longer counts for Medicaid purposes, and nobody can
come down
and take it away.
Okay.
But look at everything you get away.
Well, I was about to ask you, that doesn't necessarily sound like a good idea.
It's not. No. In all my years of doing this, Bill, I've had several people ask about it, but once I've listed out actually what they have to give up to do it, nobody wants to go through with it. I mean, because if you really think about it, you are giving up your home completely. You don't get to get it back. So this is a one-way street, right? You put your home in this trust, that's it. It doesn't come back to you. If it can come back to you, then it's not going to protect it from Medicaid, and you've gone to the wrong attorney to set this thing up for you.
Well, you said earlier that you could protect just about 100% of their estate if both spouses are still alive.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And so that kind of becomes the issue here. This, in the instance where it would even be possible where Medicaid would start looking at the home, if I've got the document set up correctly, it would happen if both spouses were still alive and they both needed long-term care at the same time, or after one spouse passed, if the surviving spouse needed long-term care.
Okay.
Right? Those are really the only two scenarios where we might even have to look at moving those assets, you know, around again. And even that, you can mitigate. So,
do a lot of people do that? Do they put their home in a trust like this?
No, they don't. It's a step too far for most people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, can you imagine just giving up? I mean, right now, being a healthy person, giving up your home and then just hoping you don't need long-term care for the next 5 years.
Doesn't sound smart.
It's really not.
I would think they should give you a call.
Absolutely.
You can show them how to avoid the long-term cost.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Call, make an appointment. I'd be happy to talk to you about how to set up your estate so we can protect you from long-term care costs. We can protect you from probate. We can protect you from estate taxes. I can protect you from the boogeyman. Just
That's right.
Come on in.
He's the boogeyman protector of. He's Phil George, 360-746-781-69. You can call him. And also, you can email a question if you like, or just email them, radio@safeharborlegal.com.
Yes.
We got another email question for our third segment.
We do. Mm-hmm. It's, I am my mom's executor. Can I remove a beneficiary?
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that next on the Aging Hour.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of the Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of the Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
No gimmicks, just the highest quality systems, 0% interest financing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Rely on West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Contact them today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and mybellinghamnow.com.
We are back for segment number Trace. That would be our third segment on the Aging Hour. And we're here every weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Like it or not.
Yeah, like it or not, yeah. At 1 o'clock. That voice belongs to Phil George, elder law attorney with Safe Harbor Legal Solutions on the Aging Hour. He's also a counselor at law. And if for some reason you're driving around and you're too busy to listen to the show.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Excuse me. And by the way, I'm Bill Davis, and I'm the one who's got the head cold and the laryngitis. There are a number of places to go to get access to the show, but the best probably is your website.
Yes, that's exactly right. So if you are, like Bill said, driving around, talking to your friends, and you happen to miss our show, or if you're listening to the show and you hear something that just catches your attention, fires up your imagination, and you think to yourself, that could fix my entire life, and you'd like to share that with your friends, with your loved ones, with your coworkers, brokers, with just random people on the street. You can go to my website, www.safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down just a little ways, just about halfway down the page, and you will see a link where you can go in and you can find all of the old shows, all of the old podcasts, every silly, goofy thing that Bill and I have said, every bit of wisdom that we've dropped in there. www.safeharborlegal.com. Share us with your friends.
Let's jump into our next email question here on the Aging Hour. A person says, I hope you can help me with this. I've been a listener of your show, rather, for a while, and I haven't been able to find an answer. Well, that's our answer.
Oh, boy.
Cash register rings up with another shiny new nickel for my friend Phil and I. We get a brand new nickel. Even if you don't listen to the show, you can tell us you do.
Yeah.
And we'll get the nickel.
Exactly right. We don't investigate.
Nah. No. We don't have to verify anything.
We just want
our nickels. So, this person has not been able to find an answer so far. My mom passed away last week. We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
She'd been very sick with dementia for the past year or so. She named me as the executor. I've got a couple of brothers. When my mom wrote her will, she said that if one of her sons died before she did, then that son's share would go to their wife. Well, my oldest brother died about a month ago. He has been unofficially separated from his wife for about the last 6 weeks. I can see trouble on the horizon here. He found out that she had been cheating on him for many years. On top of that, she... What?
Man.
I'm reading ahead. On top of that, she kicked their 16-year-old daughter out of their house because she told her mom she didn't like the new boyfriend.
Wow.
Now, my niece is living with my wife and I. Is there any way I can make my niece the beneficiary of my brother's share rather than his no-good, nefarious, cheating wife?
Low-life snake in the grass.
I guess she's the widow. They never got divorced, but they were separated. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way my mom would have wanted to leave that woman all this money if she had known about what she's been up to for the past several years. And we're not talking about a small amount of money. My sister-in-law would probably end up with about $650,000. What can I do?
That's a lot of smackaroos, Bill.
Yep.
600.
Especially for that no good cheating, nefarious bimbo.
Kicking out the daughter?
Yeah.
Just because the daughter doesn't like the boyfriend?
Oh, boy.
Man, oh, man. This is...
this is a mess.
It is. It absolutely is.
It absolutely is. Do you see this very often, by the way? Well, maybe not this exact scenario.
I get people asking about this all the time.
Okay.
Where they'll come in, mom will sit down, and mom will say, I'll talk to them, well, what do you want to have happen if one of your sons passes? In this case here, say she wanted the money to go equally to her three sons. And my next question is, okay, mom, what do you want to have happen if one of the sons passes? And mom will say, maybe sometimes I think I should give it to their wife or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a common question, but I do my derndest, Bill, my double derndest to discourage them from that every chance I get.
I cannot believe that this no good cheating Jezebel almost ex is going to get more than $650,000.
Amen. I mean, and what a crummy setup, right? If they had initiated a divorce, there might be something that we could do. Maybe if there was some kind of official separation, there might be something that you could look at. But under the circumstances here...
Uh-oh, I'm about ready to hear you say that there's nothing they can do.
Not really. No, and can you imagine how upset mom would be by this? Right? I mean, for mom to see what's going on right now, she's probably, if you could hook her coffin up to a generator, she'd probably be able to power the this radio station.
She is turning over
her grave.
Right, and that is unfortunate. So they can't. Okay, you're telling me there's nothing they can do. They can't since mom's gone,
right,
and the brother's gone,
right,
and they were still married,
right.
No matter what she was doing with her personal life, they can't rewrite the will.
No. You can't just go up and rewrite somebody out of a will just because you don't like them, right? That is something everybody gets to say what happens with their own estate.
So they're just stuck.
Stuck.
Right?
Stuck.
It stinks.
Stuck.
I hate it.
It sucks and it stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, and mom did this because she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
Mom probably thought that if the daughter-in-law saw her will after she passed and she saw that the money wasn't supposed to go to the daughter-in-law, it was supposed to go to the kids, that the daughter-in-law get her feelings hurt. Or maybe she just wanted to make sure things were fair. Maybe she has a different daughter-in-law that mom was really, really close to, and she wanted to make sure that one got some money, and she thought, well, I have to make sure that all my kids are in this same boat. So
and she kicked out the daughter because the daughter didn't like the new boyfriend.
Right.
And that should have really gone to the daughter, right? The $650K.
Yeah.
But it's not going to go to her.
No. So the daughter is now living with uncle and aunt. It's amazing. It's just, you feel bad for the daughter.
You said that most folks don't leave money to their in-laws, right?
Well, if you think about it, most U.S. law comes from English law.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, 49 of the 50 states take their laws from common law, which is English law. There's only one state that doesn't. It's Louisiana. You know, they're just... Yeah, a little bit different. They take theirs from the French, which I guess is understandable.
You ever been to Louisiana?
I have. I've spent some time in New Orleans.
It's a different world.
It's a different world down there. A little below sea level, if you get my drift.
You know they can't bury anybody.
No, they can't.
They can't put them in the ground.
Pop right back up.
They float right to the surface. So you have to have mausoleums
and
bury everybody.
Exactly right.
Because I'm from Texas, obviously. I've been to Louisiana
a few
times.
Did you ever see the
Voodoo
Queen?
I love New Orleans,
but
you know, the rest of the state, I can kind of do without it. Those Cajuns.
And
now we're going to have Cajuns listening to the show who will no longer listen.
What are you guys talking about now?
I didn't mean to talk about those French never mind.
It's too hard.
I guess inheritance is pretty important. This is just a sad situation.
It is. So most people, back to kind of the English thing, the British thing.
Yeah.
In most, the vast majority of people, when they set up their wills, they say that when they pass away, they want their share go to their kids. And if their kids pass away, they want that money to go to their kids and so on and so on down the bloodline. And I think that that is an incredibly smart way to do it. I think that when you start talking about leaving money to spouses, you start walking down kind of like this lady here, right? You start walking down a really, really hard road because stuff like this can happen. And even if this doesn't happen, right? Even if, you know, she hadn't been cheating or something like that, $650,000 to this person who's not your blood, who is more than likely going to get remarried anyway, because people get remarried at a rate of about 65 to 75%. And now they're using the money that you left them to set up their own wedding now with this new person and to pay for their new honeymoon and all this kind of stuff. And it's a windfall for them when instead it could have gone to your blood, your flesh and blood. And, you know, the idea is anyhow, if it would have gone to the daughter and if the $650,000 would have gone to the daughter and if the mom would have been worth a pinch of poop, then the daughter could have, you know, helped the mom out. If the mom needed anything, if the mom needed a new car, if the mom was having trouble making ends meet, there's no reason why the daughter couldn't have used some of the $650,000 to help mom out. But, you know, in this case, all that's just right out the window.
This money is going to pay for her wedding and her honeymoon.
Absolutely. Yeah. And probably her next divorce, right? Because this is, you know, usually people that walk down this road are... you know, it's just kind of how they live their lives. So,
well, it's like you said, if the inheritance went to the kids,
they could
help their parents.
Absolutely.
And they could also help if they have a surviving parent.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that not every there are people out there right now saying, my marriage is rock solid. This would never happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
My mom could leave my money to my spouse and everything would be just fine. Well, congratulations. That's probably true. But when you're, you know, you kind of have to play the long odds here. And so in that case, if your family is perfect and it would have been okay to leave it to your spouse, it also would have been okay to leave it to your kids because your kids are probably would have also, like I said, helped your mom out, helped the spouse out.
I think you said, and unfortunately, there's not much help you can give
this person. There's really
but
not.
You can, because of this story getting out,
right.
If you're getting too close to being in a similar situation, maybe give you a call.
Absolutely.
And see if you can prevent this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we'll talk about it. Come on in, have that appointment, and
okay.
We'll have some
360-746-7169. That's Phil's number if you want to give him a call. Mm-hmm. Would you like to wrap this baby up?
I think we better. If I'm not mistaken, I see the pitchforks and the torches getting closer.
Yeah.
So
they want us out of here.
Yep.
We'll do the wrap up next on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes, and never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Hello, folks. This is Elder Law Attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Hello, folks. This is Elder Law Attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
Before I say we are back for our final segment, Stop that. I wish to caution the audience not to applaud.
Please, God.
That seems to be a habit everybody's getting into. When I say we're back for our final segment, The Aging Hour, brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions, people start clapping. And You have to understand that that hurts our feelings.
Deeply, Bill. Deeply.
You know something? If you keep this up, we may not be back next week. And now they're cheering louder. Wait a minute. We've got a contract. We will be back next week.
That's right. Take that.
Gosh.
You naysayers.
You people. We just come here, try to give you some good news and help you out.
Yeah.
And you've got to boo three segments and cheer the last segment.
It hurts.
It hurts.
We don't have to come up here but we don't have to come up every Saturday to spread awareness and intelligence
spread
and
spread some other
drop
stuff
pearl.
Too.
Yeah. We do. We laid
you know,
it on pretty thick.
We may not find it in our hearts to forgive you for this one.
I think that's well said.
So, for those of you who are clapping, you can just go listen to our classic rock station that plays the music of the devil.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, Anyway,
Musico Diablo.
Let's have a look at what
let's
we covered
do
today.
It.
We had an email about the husband didn't think we needed a trust,
right.
And you kind of
you
said
know,
that's not
yeah.
Right.
So it's the and I get it. Sometimes people they just like the challenge. They just want to. They want to climb Mount Everest. They want to dive to the bottom of the ocean. They want to create themselves just as expensive and much more complicated estate plan with baling wire and duct tape and a little bit of bubble gum.
Yeah, and if you see that will at the bottom of the ocean, don't pick it up.
No.
Don't pick it up. That's no good.
It's no good. It's a bottom of the ocean will. You want to get yourself a good will. Good will.
Yeah.
Good revocable living trust. And so, you know, this is one of those things where the husband thought that he could just bypass probate if he had a community property agreement and he had a couple of transfer on death deeds and everything was going to be easy and simple and everybody had their tasks laid out for them and all that kind of stuff. And when we laid it out, they're not saving any money whatsoever.
No.
Because these things, when you use a community property agreement, when you use a transfer on death deed, those aren't automatic. Those are things that you have to actually file documentation for.
Mm-hmm.
And even without the filing fees on them, the costs are just as much as you'd get charged for a revocable living trust. And so for the same exact price, all you're doing is you're putting your family in a position where now they have to jump through these different hoops. Where when you pass away, it's not just them, taking care of each other and making sure that mom's going to be okay. It's them saying, "Mom, have you gone to the attorney? Have you done the transfer on death deeds? Mm-hmm. Have you gone to the attorney? Have you done the community property affidavit and all of that?" And so, why put your family in that position just because you want to DIY, just because you want to do it yourself? You've got a home and you've got a duplex, and she said you had $600,000 in an IRA. And you're going to balk at creating a plan that actually makes it easy for people to transfer assets after you pass away? I just don't get it, Bill.
And it costs the same amount of money.
Same amount of money.
And they don't have to do anything.
Same amount of money.
I know.
If I could have somebody come into my house and make me a 5-star gourmet dinner for the exact same amount of money as if I went to the store and brought some hamburgers
you'd
and
do
some
it,
hamburger buns,
right?
You'd do it.
Yeah. Okay. We also discussed an email where they wanted to know if the husband and I, if they put their home in a trust, would that protect them from Medicaid? They were mainly talking about long-term care costs.
Exactly right. Yeah. So the cost of long-term care in Whatcom County, about $10,600 a month. And if these people are worried because if they needed long-term care, they want to make sure that they weren't going to lose their home, that they wasn't going to have to sell it to pay for long-term care costs, that that Medicaid wouldn't put a lien on it or anything like that. And so their idea was, you know, she heard from her cousin's husband's friend or something like that, to put your home in an irrevocable trust. And well, that is something you can do. Most people don't want to do that once you lay out kind of how that works. You put your home in this trust. You lose all control over your home. You can't take your home back out. Your kids are now totally in control of this asset. And so, and even then, because it was a gift to the trust, you have to wait 5 years before it doesn't count against you for Medicaid. And so when you stack all that stuff up, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to walk down that road, especially when you think that if you just have your legal documents set up correctly, if you have a married couple and one of you gets sick, I can help you save 100% of your estate. If you've got a single person, I can help you save 50% of your estate at the very least.
Hmm.
And so you don't have to go to this length. You don't have to give up this type of asset. You don't have to give up this type of control in order to make yourself secure.
I felt bad about our gentleman who sent in our third email because we couldn't do anything for him.
No.
If I remember right, he's the executor of his mom's estate. Mom's passed away.
Yep.
And in that will, it was something about wanting the money, when all the money gets split up, to go to the it goes to his brothers.
Right.
One of his brothers passed away.
Right.
And in the will, the money goes to the wife.
Exactly.
But the problem is the wife is a no good cheating Jezebel who kicked the daughter out. And this guy wanted to, you know, get her off of the will and get the money maybe to the daughter.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you can't
luck,
do anything.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
There are rules in place, right? If Bill and I decide that we want to come and knock on your door and rewrite your will, we can't do that without your permission.
Mm.
So this is just something they're unfortunately they're stuck with it. They're stuck with this now. This woman who had cheated on the on the son and then kick the daughter out is going to get about $650,000 because the mom wanted to make sure, probably because the mom wanted to make sure everything was fair and she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Mm-hmm. But now what she's created is this huge, huge mess. And I have to tell you, you know, the vast majority, 99.9% of the time when assets transfer here in Washington, it goes to, so my money would go to my children. If my children had predeceased me, it would go to their children and then their children and so on and so on. And it would follow blood.
Just do the bloodline.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Just do the bloodline. That way, if let's say my wife didn't receive the inheritance, let's say my mom and dad passed, I had passed, and so my inheritance went to my kids. The idea is if my wife needs something, my kids can help her, right? If they've got that much money and their mom needs something, you know, they can help her out with mm-hmm. it. But it's a much better idea to have the money actually stay in the blood for this exact purpose.
Well, I know that when you go out and speak to groups, number one, yep. that Cheating Jezebel is not invited.
At all.
Those people who right. applaud the fact that this is the final segment aren't invited, but everybody else is.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You like to speak to groups.
I do. I like speaking to groups that are nice.
Yeah.
I like speaking to groups that are hygienic, and I see you out there with your pitchforks and your dirt.
Hygienic?
Well, yeah, I was calling them.
Like maybe they should have used deodorant before they
came
to the...
Or at least taken a shower before they came to the mob.
All right.
Man, so...
Man, boy, you are really picky about your audience. Gosh.
Once they start shaking their pitchforks at us, they're no longer audience. But... if you would like us to come and talk to your group, we do this throughout the year. We'll give your folks an education on how to think about estate planning and retirement a little bit differently, how to set up their estate planning documents so that they can avoid probate, they can mitigate long-term care costs, they can cover long-term care costs, they can make sure their families don't fight, and they can set their families up for success. All of that is absolutely possible. It's just that you have to think about planning a little bit differently. Like we were talking about a little bit earlier, if you see a will on the side of the road, don't pick it up because estate planning is more than just checking a box. If you want to do it correctly, if you want to put your family in a position to be successful, help them be successful. Put a plan in place.
If they would like you to come speak to the group, and I know you're booking up quickly.
Yes.
If you send him an email, radio@safeharborlegal.com, or call Phil, 360-746-7169. He's going to do his best to get you on the books.
Absolutely. And thank you, everyone, for joining us, except for those folks with the pitchforks and the torches.
And you Jezebels.
Absolutely. Remember, we are here every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. to help spread the cheer and drop pearls. So remember, you do not have to set your family up for failure in your retirement. We can show you how to set them up for success.